As we live our lives, as we age, we gain wisdom, hopefully. We're supposed to. And as we gain wisdom, one of the things we do is we think differently. Young people think differently than those who are older. One of the aspects of wisdom as we age is that we begin to think and we begin to pray about our own death. Wise people know that everything of what we see here is temporary. And if we get enough wisdom, we will truly live Saint Benedict's motto for his monks, to keep death daily before your eyes. Saint Benedict preached this again and again to his monks because he believed if his monks kept death before their eyes, they would live a better life. Indeed. One of the things we may wonder as we begin to think about our death is, will anyone remember me when I'm gone? Will there be anyone to pray for me? Sure, you'll say, sure. My family. I got kids. Sure. That's true. So, let me ask you now to think and pray for your deceased family. Think of them right now. And let's go way back. Let's not be stingy. Let's be very charitable. Let's go way back. I want you to think of the names, and I want you to reflect on the lives lived of your great great-grandparents. Let's do it right now. All 16 of them. Indeed. Over time, even families forget. But the church never forgets her children. The church will never forget her own. That's why we have this beautiful month of November to remember and to pray for our dead. It's why we're here this afternoon. It's why we have an extra mass this weekend here at St. Wenceslaus. This month is a time to remember and pray for our parish family, our deceased members of our parish family, those whom we remember and those whom we may have forgotten. But as the church militant, we have a job to do. We don't want to be like those criticized by Jesus in today's gospel, those who preach but don't practice. Part of practicing our faith is to pray for our dead. That's how we continue to love them now that they are gone. I welcome all of you to this Remembrance Mass. It's a very solemn Mass. There's nothing really like it that we do during the year. I want to thank first my staff for their work in this Mass. There's a lot of communication that goes on, a lot of organization that goes on, and I want to thank my parish council for their help as well. Above all, I want to thank the families, you who are here, the families before me. Many of you have driven miles to get here. You've changed your schedule. I believe that your deceased loved one knows that you are here. Your presence here is a visible reminder that there is no death unnoticed. There is no death unnoticed. And that's why you're here. And the prayers you will offer are a faithful reminder that our ties with those whom we love do not unravel at death. Death doesn't have that power to unravel the ties with our loved ones. Our prayers reconnect us and help them. This year, we buried 20 people at St. Wenceslaus, 15 women and 5 men. We buried 3 centurions this year. Frances Haig died about 3 months shy of her 102nd birthday. Rose Frank was 101, and Elizabeth Brost was 100. Gentlemen, we don't live that long. Just in case anyone here thinks that they may avoid death or delay it, I want to remind you that this year we lost the 3 oldest members of our parish family in those 3 women. That reminds us that the purpose of life is not to avoid death. The purpose of life is to live well, like you're doing right now, attending Mass. We buried 4 in their 90s, 5 in their 80s, 5 in their 70s, 2 in their 60s, and 1 infant named Lemmy. We remember them all, and we pray for them. That's our duty. Before we see them, and before you as family members represent them by bringing forward the candles, I want to remind all of us that as followers of Jesus Christ, we believe that death brings our lives to their final goal. And I know that's hard for us to always believe. But it is only death that can bring us to our final goal. It is only through death that we find our way to our Lord. It's the last passage we'll make, and they have made it. And we who remain prepare for our last passage. We prepare for it in many ways. We try and prepare for it without fear. That's not always easy. But we prepare for our own last passage in part by at least today assisting our deceased by our prayers. And we will now remember.
Let the trumpets play and the angels sing every sweet refrain of amazing grace, and that heaven's hands opened up the gate and the children danced when they saw your face. As happy as they were to see you coming, I was just as sad to have to watch you go. Oh, but knowing what I know about heaven, believing that you're all the way home, knowing that you're somewhere better, is all I need to let you go. I could hope that I could pray you back, but why on earth would I do that when you're somewhere life and love never ends? Oh, knowing what I know about heaven, where every single voice makes a joyful noise. How sweet the sound when the saints rejoice. To every broken heart and every wounded soul, new life begins on streets of gold. With every tear that's raining here from my eyes, I know the sun is shining where you are. Oh, knowing what I know about heaven, believing that you're all the way home, knowing that you're somewhere better, is all I need to let you go. I could hope that you're somewhere life and love never ends. Oh, knowing what I know about heaven, I could hope that I could pray you back, but why somewhere life and love never ends. Oh, knowing what I know about
After a short prayer, we will continue this Remembrance Mass with our procession of candles. The name of each of our deceased will be read, and a candle will be brought forward with their name on it. The candles will be carried by a family member or a friend of the deceased or by a St. Wenceslaus parishioner. Let us pray. Dear Lord, we now take time to remember those who have gone from this earthly dwelling place. We are left behind and still mourn their absence. Grant that we may hold our memories of them close to our hearts. Help us to work through the sadness of our loss, to let go of our regrets from the past, and to hope in the eternal kingdom where you will bring us all together again. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let perpetual light shine upon them. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. I would ask that all those who will be carrying candles please meet in the hallway of the school at this time. Use the door on the west wall. Thank you.
Elizabeth Brost. Grace Hondel. Clemmy Schwint. Betty Seville. Helen Hensel. Francis Dvorak. Marjorie Pavlicek. Terry Golka. Marv Marthaler. Veronica Fallhaber. Carol Hebelberger. Albert Pavlicek. Martha Hauk. Doreen Altenberg. Francis Haig. Bertha Bali. Rose Frank. Peggy Mossbrooker. Lemmy Pasnick. Joe Heidecker. For those lost serving our country, for all children who have died by miscarriage, stillbirth, or abortion. For all who are grieving as they experience a sense of loss in their life.